Praise the Lord. God bless you. Give me just 15-20 minutes to continue our talk on the divine agenda that we have been talking about. We read Genesis chapter 3 and continue our thought from there. I have an encounter with somebody who sent me a text, and he may be listening now. I found out later. I thought it was somebody who just visited us and had me make a comment and decided to send this, but my encounter later, I discovered that he was just one of those watching our channel, The Bright TV, and all the way from around Ogbomosho here in Nigeria. This is his text to me. Brother Moses Alu, please don't teach about the serpent as the one that impregnated Eve and brought Cain to life again. In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible says they ate fruit. In Genesis 4, the Bible says they had sex. Don't support your claim with Proverbs 30 verse 20 again. The book of Proverbs was compiled by Solomon. That is the proverb being spoken in Israel, just as we have proverb in Nigeria too. Not everything in the Bible are words of God, but they are truly stated. Job was cursing the day he was born. Is that the word of God? Don't let extra-biblical things turn you to a false teacher. Everything not written in the Bible is a lie. He continues. The ark of God and the tree of good and evil, God deliberately withdrew them from the earth today because he does not want us to see them again. I want you to concern yourself with the finished work of Christ, of Jesus Christ, and not serpent seed. Go to Redeem Bookshop and buy Jewish folklore and tales. You will see all the proverbs being spoken by Jews there from time immemorial. Nearly all the proverbs compiled by Solomon are there. There is a difference between what God... some text missing there. Okay. The text didn't come complete. But this is my reply to him. I started by quoting 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. That scripture says, all scripture is written by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Okay. I also gave another scripture, 2 Timothy 2, verse 14 to 16. Study and show thyself approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. And I wrote, I said, note rightly dividing. I said, note rightly dividing. And I quoted again, Romans chapter 10, verse 1 to 2. That scripture says that Apostle Paul was talking about the Jews, that they have a zeal unto God, but it's not according to knowledge. And finally, I gave him Proverbs 21, verse 16. He says, and I said, that scripture says, he that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall abide in the congregation of the dead. And I stated here, I said, please concentrate on the purpose of the teaching rather than engaging in unprofitable theological rantlings. The purpose is to let the sinner know why Christ went to the cross and why he must be born again. It is known as the mystery of iniquity. May we remain rapturable. Amen. He sent another one back. He said, Brother Alu, I thank God for your life. Maybe you do not know, you are one of the tankers of the world. You are the latest man of the hour, and everybody is watching you. God is my witness. Anytime I am in the house, I always tune to Bright TV. All I'm trying to say is that the Bible is unambiguous and self-explicit, and that we should be careful when we are going from known to unknown. By the grace of God, I will be 62 years come August this year. I had my postgraduate in theology 24 years ago. And he says, I felt insulted when you called my advice as the ranting of an ant. This is unlike you. At least we always hear you reply to people. I quickly called him back. This time not text. Praise the Lord. Because I quickly called him to tell him that it's not in me to insult anybody, more so an elderly person like him. He misquoted me. I said unprofitable theological rantlings. He said I called it the rantlings of an ant. So by the time I finished talking with him, I discovered that he is also one of my converts. He has high regard for this ministry. Praise the Lord. And many, many more. Now, you may be watching me now. We don't show, you may not hear the complete message when you are watching us, you know, playing any of the message on air. By the time you may be tuning in, you may just hear part of it. Please, always send for the complete message and listen to it before you make your conclusions. I promise to send to him the full message of the serpent seed. And he promised he will even travel down here to collect more materials. Praise the Lord. Now, why I am saying this, praise the Lord, is to re-emphasize today that salvation is a mystery. Unless God decodes it for you by a revelatory knowledge, you will never know it. And I feel bold to make this statement that not everyone that is a preacher of the cross of Jesus Christ knows fully the mystery of the cross. It is not the grammar you speak or the certificate you have acquired. God has not ordained revelation by a school of theology. That was why he told Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal who I am to you. Theology cannot reveal it. No man, except it is given to you from above. And God has his provided way of doing everything. That is the problem with Christianity today. The word of the Lord to his people always come through a prophet. If you turn down the ministry of a prophet to your generation, you are turning down God. When they rejected Samuel and opted for their own system of kingship, God told Samuel, it's not you they rejected me because I have chosen to lead them by a prophet. The denominations have left the Bible and decided to go the way they are going and think that because you have acquired a doctorate degree in theology, it places you in a special position in the revelation of the way of the cross. No! And the title you bear has nothing to do with your knowledge of the cross of Jesus Christ. That's what people must know. This Bible here is a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. It's not a book to everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I sent a note through you, Jerry, to my wife. What I wrote there, if you read it, you will never understand it. I I sent I wrote a piece of paper to you some moments ago. I said, give it to my wife. Immediately she read it, she laughed. You don't know why she laughed. If you have read it, you will never understand. Because there is something there that was coded. Only me and her will understand. Praise the Lord. You are not the bride of Jesus Christ. You will never understand his love letter. There are certain terminologies that the husband and wife they use in talking to one another. Hallelujah. Because you are not flowing with them in that relationship, you can never understand. So we know what it means. When he said they eat, they ate. They are still eating now. We know what it says. The book of Revelation is a book of symbol. My brother says that the Bible is unambiguous. No! The Bible is ambiguous. The Bible is ambiguous. If it's not ambiguous, you don't need the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Ghost will lead you to all truth. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's why he says study to show thyself approved. A workman that need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. How will you understand this scripture? Scriptures are there for people to sit down and humble themselves before God. They read it and they stop to pause to understand. When the Bible says in a scripture, come to me, Matthew 11:28, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come to me. After that again, in John 6:44, he still said, no one can come to me except the Father who sent me draw you to me. Can't you sit down and begin to think? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Philippians 3:10, Apostle Paul was praying that I may know you and the power of your resurrection, be made conformable unto your death. Yet that same Apostle Paul boasted of the depth of revelation that he had, and yet he has not known enough. He is still asking, I want to know you. Somebody asked me a question. Whether one day we shall see God face to face. You will never see him face to face. The day you see him face to face, he will cease to be God. He remains God for who he is. The only thing you can ever see concerning God is his glory. But he chose a man and declared him his image. Anytime you say, God, reveal yourself to me, who will appear? Jesus Christ will come. If you see me, you see the Father. Is that not a mystery? How can the creator of the heavens and the earth come to this earth through a human being that he created? Is that a mystery? I hope you know that Christ Jesus was God in the flesh. He is the Almighty God that stepped from eternity to time. Walked among us. So mysterious. He was sleeping with us. Eating with us. Came through the womb of a poor woman. Nowhere else to give birth to him. Where they keep animals is where they get back to him. Yet, he is the creator of the whole universe. Stepping down to our level. Is it not a mystery? And people don't understand. You don't know that salvation is not your business. It's God's own business. And let me tell you, No man can help God concerning salvation. No man can help God. I have seen people who are laboring and getting frustrated concerning ministry. I said, if I have to reach a level where I have no more means of preaching, I will not be frustrated any bit. It simply means God has finished with this area. It's not for you to be frustrated. Pastor, I don't know my ministry. It's because you say it's your ministry now. If it's your ministry, to be frustrated. But if it is a ministry that God himself has established to fulfill a purpose, if that purpose is going to be fulfilled by raising only 20 people in your ministry, it is his ministry. It can be fulfilled by causing thousands of people in that church, it is his ministry. He is the one doing that. He knows why he places some people over 1,000 and places some people over 20. It is to fulfill his purpose. And success is not determined by the number of people that gather in your church. Because you may be gathering firewood. You may be gathering firewood. And it's very easy to get firewood. They're very light. But fresh wood is very heavy. Firewood. Very easy. God is good. They will gather. Just ring bell. They will gather firewood. They don't want to hear any other thing other than God is good. They don't want to hear any other thing. Don't touch my dress. Don't touch this. Don't touch that. I am saying that salvation is God's own business. And please, no man can help him. And you that have money and you cannot bring out your money when it is needed in a place like this, don't even think you are doing anything, because if God needs that money, there's nothing you will do. He will get it from you. You who are poor, don't begin to regret, if I had. Don't regret nothing. If he wants to use you, he will give you the money. Amen. You have to understand that first so that you will know how to walk with God. Because some people, they serve God as if they are doing God a favor. When they give, they need special recognition in the ministry. As if the money is their own. When the Bible says it is God that giveth the power to make wealth. Praise the Lord. And you who are gifted, and you don't want God to use that gift. You don't want to use that gift for God. You are still sitting there because God never told look you yet. There is a man, Jonah, in the Bible. He said he will not go. Did God say, since you will not go, let me get another person? No! Who can battle with the Lord? You think if they throw you inside water, then he will say, oh, let me look for another one. He got himself a submarine there. They brought him out. Run anywhere, you will preach the gospel. Run anywhere, you will preach the gospel. Except God does not intend to use you, or the time has not come. Me, I don't want to. There is nothing you can do. Nothing. It is God's own program. That's why I say, I never feel disappointed by anybody, by anything, as far as the gospel is concerned. If I expect something from you and I don't get it, I comfort myself, so it means you are not the one God wants to use. Simple. I was sitting in my house. A brother brought his documents. But there are some other people in the church that we approached them. Can you give us documents? They don't agree. I was not disappointed. It simply means God does not want to use them. And they have not committed any offense. They have not even sinned against God. I hope you understand. You refuse. It's God that made you to refuse. It's God that made Pharaoh not to release his people. I don't know if somebody's understanding me. The person you are expecting to help you, if he doesn't come, if he disappoints you, don't be disappointed. Not even if they sack you from your job. Give glory to God. When one door closes, another one is somewhere there open. No, there's no disappointment in Christianity. If you have this revelation of what is happening, praise God. Praise the Lord. So don't trouble yourself concerning salvation. God himself has an agenda, and that agenda did not begin the day that Adam and Eve fall. When did that agenda begin? Say, did you know it? Before the foundation of the world. Can't you think there? That's enough for you to think. Before the foundation of the world, he has crucified Jesus Christ. The Bible says so. He has called you and I before the foundation of the world. He wrote your name somewhere. Did you know your name is written somewhere before you gave your life to Christ? Did they come to you, hey, Brother Godwin? Obioma. Come now, your name is in the book of life. Come now. Eh? You didn't know. It was after you came in, you discovered that your name is in the book of life. Praise the Lord. He said, and all that my Father has given me, pastors. He said, what will happen? He said, they will come to me. When did he, the Father, give them to him? Before the foundation of the world. So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, as soon as man fell, Genesis 3, as soon as man fell, verse 15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The seed of the woman. Right from the Garden of Eden, and the Bible tells us the seed of the woman is who? It's Jesus Christ. We have spoken about that in the past sermons that we took. The last part that we took. And we saw the purpose. The purpose of the seed of the woman. We spoke last time because he is supposed to be a last Adam for a new creation. That's number one. Last Adam. And I love this statement, if you can understand this. If you are going to understand the Bible, catch this. Catch it. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. The New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. I don't know if you understand me. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. And the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. The New Testament fulfills the Old Testament. So, Adam was created and subjected to vanity. Adam was deliberately subjected to death. All creation was subjected to hope. God himself, the Bible says so. God designed Adam and Eve to fall. So that, because if God is eternal, his children too must be eternal. But the two of them did not have eternal life. Before they could get eternal life, something happened that brought death. And so, Adam and his all died. There will be a need now for a last Adam. The Bible calls Jesus Christ the last Adam. And we are new creature by him. He, that is why he is referred to in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 as the everlasting father. The position that would have been calling Adam now, if he was still alive, what would he be calling him? He's our father. Is he not our father? If you like calling great, great, grand, 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 anything, he will still be calling him papa. But he lost it. He lost it. And another Adam had to be created. And like Adam, the first Adam had a wife, this new Adam, also the last Adam, will have a wife. Oh, glory be to God. The same way the first Adam, he received his wife, is the same way also this last Adam is receiving his wife. The Old Testament is the New Testament conceived. He was put to death to produce his wife from his side. Jesus Christ was put to death on the cross on Calvary, and he pierced him on the side there also to produce you and I, the bride of Jesus Christ. He's supposed to plant a seed in the womb of his wife Eve to produce more Adams. Jesus Christ, also, we are known that we are born again by the incorruptible seed of the Word. The Word of God. That's why the Bible says, he that is born of God, born by the will of God, not by the will of man. He that is born of God does not commit sin. Why? The Bible said, because his seed, God's seed, remaineth in him, therefore he cannot sin. Which seed? The incorruptible seed of the Word of God. If you are given birth to through receiving the Word, you cannot sin. You cannot sin here is you cannot enjoy unrighteousness. You cannot enjoy the life of sin. Why? That Word that you received, that produced a new life in you. That's why I say, you cannot be born again by an anointing. Oh! You can never be changed by an anointing. You can never be changed by receiving a miracle. You can never, never be changed by like that. It is the Word that you receive. It pierces through you to the soul. It convicts you. In that estate, your heart is open and the Spirit of God comes to take over. If it is that Word you receive that got you born again, you can never live in sin. The Bible says why? He said that seed remained in you. Oh, you want to give your life to Christ? Come to the altar. And everybody around, come. I want to give my life to Christ. Say after me. Now you are born again. You are being born again by the will of man. When you meet people who have met with God after they have received the Word, their Christian life is different. There's an anchor in them. And so, but the same thing also. Before Adam could come and take his wife, serpent came and dropped his own seed inside. The same thing in the New Testament. That's why we have the parable of the wheat and the tares. The good seed was planted, but tares also came and were planted among, in the same womb of Eve, producing two groups of people, the wheat and the tares, in the same church. The purpose, but catch it, church. The first Adam was subject to vanity, subject to fall. But this last Adam, Lilai, hallelujah, there's something that God has put to stop her from falling. Praise the Lord. Number one, this last Adam, hallelujah, hallelujah, he did not come under the curse. So Satan has nothing to accuse him. And his wife that came from his side, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, he's known as the original branch. There is the grafted branch and the original branch, church. You know, we dedicated today to the Bright TV. So I can only make this comment and we close. But when I come back, when next I continue this topic, we will go straight to the calculations There are some calculations that we'll take from Daniel chapter 9 so that you will understand certain things and know how many more years left for this program to be rounded up according to the scripture, not according to blood moon, not according to any earthquake anywhere. We are watching the world. Why? God in his infinite mercy has given us a light. Oh, I feel so privileged. Ah, he loves me. I cannot tell why. Hey, he loves me. I cannot tell why. On Calvary's tree, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot say why. The mystery of Christianity is too much. Can we tell you that Adam is his father? But the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Catch that. I told you the example of what William Branham saw. Let me say that and we close. Praise God. He said he went to an orchard. And what did he discover? He discovered one tree with different fruits of the same citrus family. Tangerine, they're grape, they're there. Maybe guava, they one side. Orange, they one side. And then, he was asking the owner of the farm, William Branham. You know, he said that God uses nature to preach the gospel. He said he no go school, but God speaks to him through things around. So he called the man. What is this? What does this mean? One tree producing different fruits. And then he said, oh, it is called grafting. Pick a branch from one citrus tree. A religion. Every citrus tree there is a type of religion. Bring them and scrape the vine, the branch, the what do you call it? The stem, Abby. The trunk there. Scrape it very well and bring that one fresh and gum it there. Hold something, you can use anointing and hold it there. Or you can use sweet mouth and hold it there. Whatever you use, just hold it there. You are all believers. Oh, come anyhow. Just come anyhow. Oh, say after me. Father, write their name in the book of life. Oh, Father, they have come. Write their name in the book of life. We are all one. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody shout, blood of Jesus. They overcome by the blood. Shout, blood of Jesus. Holy Ghost of fire. Take it. Wah, wah. And then they gum their wah. But where are you coming from? From another religion, another spirit. That spirit is also worshipping God. It's the same religious spirit. Cain was religious. It was an offering they were sacrificing to the same God. It's the same religion. And then they all come from, they gum them there. But the interesting thing there is that branch, the branches that was grafted, it came from another tree. Because it comes from that tree, even though it is receiving nourishment from the roots and the trunk of this one here, when it is time to bear fruit, it will bear fruit of the tree from where it was cut off from. That is the mystery. That is the gospel. Somebody here. Now, but that tree also has her own original branch. Oh, glory be to God. That tree also has her own branch. And because it is an original branch, when it is time to bear fruit, it will bear the same fruit from the branch here. Two different groups of people hanging on to the gospel. But by their fruits, we shall know them. No matter what you are showing in the Bible here, they are looking at their creed and dogmas. No matter what you are saying, the Pope has the final say. matter what you're opening Bible to show them, yet they are speaking in tongues. They are performing miracles, signs and wonders by the nourishment from this tree. That is Christianity for you. Hallelujah. So will Abraham said, if that original tree that sprang up on the day of Pentecost shall bring forth another branch, the fruit must reflect the branch from which it came from. Oh. If somebody will just catch that, you will understand the end time message. Can we stand up? Has made herself